Welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Mo, your girl Mo, and it's been a minute, and I'm so excited to be back. I have missed you all. I have missed you all so much, and it's an utmost pleasure to usher in season 7 of the Monsible podcast. If you're watching this video on YouTube, you can see that I'm doing everything I can to not stare at the camera directly. So I just have a thing with cameras. It's not intentional. Just please bear with me if you see me just darting away furtively. I just, you know, cameras are awkward for me. But I'll try for the sake of just being here. It's been such an incredible journey, and I cannot wait to share some exciting tidbits with you all today. Season 7. Can you just wrap your head around that? The podcast launched officially April 5th, 2017. So we're in the 6th year, 7th season. And the beginning was a bit rough, like with most things that you get started with. But I'm so thankful for the opportunity to have a medium where we can set stories free and, you know, grow together, laugh, cry, and everything else in between. And I'm glad to be here. I mean, if anyone told me that 7 years or 7 seasons later, I'll still have a podcast, I'd have gone like, there's no way in the world. But it's happening, and we couldn't have made it this far without you all, your support, listening to the show, coming on the show as guests, suggesting topics to explore. Those are the things that make the show really count for something. And, you know, I'm so, so, so excited about that. Whew. So what does it mean to be in, you know, season 7 of a podcast? I mean, there's so, so, so many things. First of all, you know how I am. There's no way I'll be here without, the way I do it is there's always going to be like words of advice that I'll share. It's just how I live my life, you know. There's something my dear friend Dr. Emily shared with me a while back about Ira Glass and the taste talent gap. And what he said was, nobody tells people who are beginners. And that concept of that, if you get started with something, there's a gap for the first couple of years between when you're making stuff and when it isn't good. Like in your head, you have a vision of what it should look like, but getting there sometimes, like you have this nervousness inside of you that, oh, it's not looking quite as good, because you have a taste of what it should be like. But don't despise those steps in between. And case in point, to go back and listen to episode 00 of the very first season, I'll cringe a lot. And that said, and I'm able to also, you know, acknowledge that without that episode 00, that is full of cringe, by the way, I wouldn't be in season 7. So all that to say, whatever phase you're in life, just get started. It doesn't have to be perfect. And there's so many layers in between just getting where you need to be, but putting the work is going to be worth it. So that's really just the spiel on getting to season 7. I just started. And I've had many high moments on the podcast, mostly high moments, the stories we've shared, the people I've connected with, how they've impacted my life. And that was some aspect that I didn't even see coming. But I just want to say, for everyone who's been here, you've touched my life in more way than you can imagine. So I want to say thank you. So what does this season 7 hold? Well, quite a lot. What we've been doing on the podcast, genuinely and authentically, going to be the way we've been doing it. I wouldn't do podcasting any other way. I want to explore lived experiences, set stories free, set processes free, ask difficult questions, build community. That's the same level of pizzazz you'd be expecting in season 7. And for those that are watching the video, probably wondering why I do love hand gestures. Well, I do love hand gestures. It's the dramatic in me, or the Toastmasters in me. I just do love hand gestures. So if they're distracting, I'm sorry. So as we gear up for season 7, we have an incredible lineup of guests and topics awaiting you. We're exploring diverse range of discussions. I did a couple of movie reviews on my very good friend Okayomide. I also brought in one of my wonderful coaches and fairy godmother. I call her Advocate Godmother. We talked about workplace dynamics, being black and working in primarily white institutions, and just the things that we go through and how we just survive and thrive. You all don't want to miss that episode. It might not be very applicable to everyone listening, but I'm sure you pick a thing or two on how to assert yourself in the workplace. And I'm actually thinking of coming together with her to do a workshop where we can just explore this in full details, because, man, she's full of wisdom. So shout out to Dr. Iwuchukwu on that. Also, you know, I had conversations with young and talented visual artists. I also interviewed a blind health coach from Scotland, by the way, of Zambia. I mean, just to name a few. And then a transracial adoptee. That episode for me was, I was torn, man. As someone who always felt like I never belonged in most spaces, and then, you know, struggles with infertility and being an adoptive mom to a child who is transracial. And then not transracial. Then you're also thinking about, in the future, if Ari were to get on a podcast episode and talking about her experience, what are some things we can do now to help her, you know, get to where she needs to be? So that, for me, I went from being just a host to being just like a mom and then a proxy for Ari. So I was just all over. But I just want to give credit to my guests for the grace she extended. For questions I asked were quite tough. As a matter of fact, I insisted that she read the questions beforehand, because I didn't want it to come off like, you know, being too intrusive and whatnot. So yes, this episode is going to be packed. And we're also expanding the team. So if you are listening to this, if you're fresh out of college or high school, actually, and you're looking for a side gig to join the team of creatives who will be helping with the post-production, brand sponsorship, social media management, just, you know, email me with your resume and CV, or /CV and cover letter. We are hiring to expand the team. So yeah, get ready and join me in this new season. We're going to be celebrating diversity, sharing engaging stories, and uncovering new perspectives. And personally for me, I know the last time you heard from me was sometime in November, and I just went silent. There's been a lot happening in my life, y'all. Like, I shouldn't even be on the mic. And I'm sure my friends that really know what has been going on behind the scenes, they're just, you know, going like, oh my gosh, she started again. I cannot wait to just share. Let me just say the stories I would like to share with you, but give me time to be able to come correct. As you know me, every time there's an opportunity to share that story, because I always believe that despite what life throws at us, what makes it better is definitely the faith I have in Christ to soften all the blows, but being able to overcome the devil by, you know, the testimonies that of what we've gone through. So I cannot wait to come share some testimonies with you. It's just that a lot of it is not just my story, and so I have to get all the paperwork and permission, and I live a public private life, and so I just always, everything I do, I want to make sure that I'm honoring the characters of the people that the stories border. So give me time, but there's a lot. And if you're a faith-based person, just give thanks to God for my life, because I have been through fire, but I'm here, and that's what matters. And so with a heart of gratitude, I just want to say thank you all so much. Chinshimoro kamsahamida, yoramoro kamsahamida. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, so I cannot wait to join you on this fascinating journey. And if you'd like to come on the podcast, you know, to share your story, perhaps you feel like, well, I don't think, don't worry about that. I have a gift, actually, and I'm going to lean into that strength. I have a gift of just bringing out the best in people, and I'm owning that power of mine. So you just make yourself available. We'll do all of the packaging for you. Don't worry. All I just need is your availability. All right? And just shout out to all of, you know, my OGs. Like, where will I be without my sugar daddy? So shout out to T-Dog for always being a supporter of the show. And then to the Popo lads, y'all, I was in London just last month, and I had stopped by for Mr. Kenny's 40th birthday. His wife, Tutu, invited me, and it was so much fun. We had never met in person, but it felt like we've always known each other. I mean, we've been communicating for the past 7 years. They've been on the podcast as well, so it was just nice seeing them and, you know, fellowshipping with them. So again, here's a plug. If you're having an event and you'd like me to grace your occasion, I'm open for Owambe. That's all I'm just saying. I'm opening for party, and don't worry, my passport has changed a little bit, so I can fly to more places now. If you know, you know. So again, don't worry, we'll get on that flight. But I can't really wait to hear from you all and see how you're doing. So if you, when you listen to this episode, just drop me a line on WhatsApp or Instagram or even email and let me know how you're doing. And if there are topics you'd like for me to explore on the podcast, as usual, I'll be more than happy to explore. I don't know. It's just been so great. Above all, I'm very thankful. I feel like that's the cure for many ills in life, just gratitude. And so, I guess we'll wait and see. And this year, I also want to push the envelope just a little bit. Go to spaces I normally wouldn't go. Not as a daredevil kind of move, but just to push myself a little bit. I've noticed something about myself, that the things I can do, I do them very well. So it seems like I'm very talented, but the things I know I'm not very good at, I don't really bother with. So case in point, today T-Dog and I went for a marriage conference, which I highly recommend, by the way. I mean, I go to conferences a lot for like my work, professional development, but when was the last time you invested in yourself, right? So if you're able to, a day workshop, maybe you don't have to be married, something that would just, so one, a goal for us this year was to attend, you know, a marriage conference together, which was really good. So they made us do puzzles, and we didn't even have the final product, like what it looked like. They just gave us a bunch of pieces, and I hate puzzles. I hate putting jigsaws together. Like, why? It's a slow, painful process. Just, you know, shoot me in the head, rather. But we did it, and it ended up being goldfishes or a bunch of fishes, but we did it. It was great. And all that to say that this year I'm going to be challenging myself to do things I normally wouldn't do, as a way to encourage myself to, you know, just be out there more. So you'll be hearing a lot about those expeditions. And yeah, thank you all so much, and cannot wait to unravel season 7 with you. Bye for now, and love you very much. It's your girl, Musibo. Bye. And welcome to season 7. I forgot this bit. So the song I recommend to close us out is The Best Is Yet To Come, a song for the new year by Ben Rector. And that story just, oh my God, embodies my past year. And there are many parts of it when I listen to it, it just is like, Ben, did you get a glimpse of my life? And even the opening line, it says, it's been the kind of year I'll be fine if I forgot. I don't think I want to forget, you know, because, you know, there were good parts of it. But it says, I'll never forget as long as I live. And that's saying a lot. The wildest menagerie of unfortunate, crazy things, and now it's all over. Yes, so raise up your glass. Here's to new beginnings, and leave in the past all the things that are ending, because tomorrow will bring us a new morning sun. My friends, I believe that the best is yet to come. And with that, I close us out. I believe that the best is yet to come. Every ending is a new beginning, okay? So ciao, and catch you guys next week on the Runcible Podcast. I remain your host, Mo. Bye for now. Yeah, go listen to that song. It's really good. And Ben is amazing, so yeah.